Jesus is risen. So what? We have been celebrating Easter and the resurrection of our Lord for 7 weeks. We have been shouting in joy over the fact that Jesus is risen. But that excited acclamation needs to meet my favorite theological question. So what? In this Easter season, we have walked to the tomb with women who just wanted to help, and then whose lives were turned upside down by the news that he is not here. He's risen and gone ahead. We have stood terrified with the disciples as Jesus appears with peace and hope, with patience, and with the challenge to go into the world with that peace and with that love that comes from God. Through our weeks, we have heard Jesus encourage us, challenge us, and then show us again and again that profound love that God has for all of us. And today in our gospel, we hear Jesus praying for the disciples, praying for the church ever since, even to us today. So what? What makes any of that worth 7 weeks of celebrating or all of that shouting we've been doing? And for me, it is the call for us to follow Jesus that makes it worth anything. In fact, the first thing that we hear Jesus speak to an individual in the Gospels is follow me. He speaks that to Andrew and to Peter, to James and to John. And then the risen Jesus confronts each and every person, from Peter and Paul to Mary and Joanna to all of us, calling us to follow him into the world. All of us and each of us are called to follow this risen Savior out into the world so that we can help the world become the kingdom of God that is at hand. You see, the world around us needs the love and the peace. It needs the hope and the care that Jesus shows. And we have been included in the group that gets to bring these gifts to the people around us, so that all might experience the profound love of God. That's so what? In light of the empty tomb, in light of the depth of God's love that is shown to us all, we are called to follow the risen Jesus. And we can follow the risen Jesus when we learn from him how to live and behave. Jesus has shown us that there is always something that we can do to help. Now, I may not be able to cure diseases, but I can bring comfort. I may not be able to feed 5,000 people with a happy meal or cast out demons, but I can help the people in front of me. We can always see as Jesus brings comfort and challenge. And then we get to follow him in bringing the love of God along with us. Jesus goes out into the world before us. It's the promise we hear from the angel in the empty tomb. He says, he has gone on to Galilee before you. There you will see him. Now today, Galilee could be Port Jefferson or Columbus or Houston or Houston or even right here in Sydney. Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior Jesus, has gone into the world before us so that he can show us the ones that we get to try to love. Jesus wants us to see the least of these, our brothers and sisters. He wants us to see the ones who are most like us. He wants us to see all the world. so that we can recognize that God's love reaches to all the people around us. Family and friends, neighbors, strangers, even enemies and the people who frighten us, as well as the people who excite us. Jesus goes out into the world and he encourages us to follow him into the world, bringing all the love that God gives us so that we can share it. We are called to go into the world after Jesus, but the world is scary. We have just watched in this season of Lent and Easter as God's own chosen Messiah was beaten and broken, was tortured and killed just for loving the people around him. Now, around us now, we may not face beatings or death, but we can certainly face mockery and humiliation. Challenges to our beliefs can come from all sides. It can be a scary proposition to exclaim that you follow Jesus. Regardless of Jesus' love for us and the transformational way the resurrection has touched our lives, going into the world can terrify us. That's what Jesus is praying for. It's what Jesus is praying about in today's gospel reading. Jesus knows what the world can be like. And on that evening, shortly before he is betrayed and arrested, Jesus is playing with the disciples' memories, and he is showing them and all of us the source of strength and courage that is ours in God's love. Jesus prays that we will be protected. Now, it's impossible to be in the world and not need protection. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't give us a free pass or a walk down easy street. Jesus knows this, and so he prays that we will be protected. He prays that God will surround us with strength and comfort, with hope regardless of the struggle. Because the evil one, the devil, the world, and our sinful selves will always stand against us. And Jesus asks that we will be protected. But Jesus also prays that we will be sanctified. That is, that we will be set apart to follow Jesus and serve God's kingdom. Jesus prays that we will follow him into a world that can be filled with hostility, but that we will still know and that we will bring God's kingdom with us, that we will bring the love and the hope, the peace and the goodness that God provides unconditionally and without running out. As we follow Jesus with that love of God, we can bring the kingdom of God to reality for the people we meet. We can truly live as followers of the risen Jesus. So you see, that is the purpose. It's the so what of Jesus' life and ministry. It's the so what of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus is risen. So what? So that we will fully feel the love of God in the baptismal waters, in the bread and wine of our Lord's Supper, in the companionship of our sisters and brothers gathered with us here, so that we will follow Jesus into the world. You see, we gather in places like this to find the forgiveness, the strength, the guidance, and the peace that we need to follow Jesus into the world, making God's vision and dream into our mission and action every day. We come here so that we will know that we are saved, and then we go and live and share that salvation with all we can. Even before we were around, Jesus was praying for you, caring for us, and being there for us. We are prayed for. We are loved. We are shown. We are part of Jesus' ministry here on earth so that we can follow that risen Jesus out into the world in love. And so thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy, for your hope and peace, for everything that comes through the amazing truth that Jesus is risen.
Jesus is indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.